My guest in the studio is Renee Trevino, who is the exhibition coordinator for this year's Lotta Arts. Welcome. Nice to see you.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having us.
Lotta Art is the fundraiser for School 33, and I think it is one of the most exciting events of the year because, unlike any other fundraising event, you never know what's going to happen at Lotta Art.
The format stays similar from year to year, but since the art is different every year, it's equally, or if not more, exciting year by year.
So if you haven't attended, everybody buys a ticket and everybody goes home with one piece of art, and there is a lottery that basically will determine who goes home with what.
Absolutely. It's called Lotta Art, which is short for lot of art, but also lottery. So lottery, everyone who buys an art ticket, you know, their number goes into a big bowl. If their number gets called out first, they get first choice out of everything. If their number is called 35th, then they get 35th choice. But what's great about it is that since art is so subjective and the way people respond to artwork is so incredibly different from person to person, everyone, I think, typically really goes away happy.
What I think is nice is if you like modern art, there's lots of modern art. If you like abstract art, there's lots of that. If you want postmodernist art, there's lots of that. If you want very traditional things, if you want photography, there's pretty much, it sounds so corny, something for everyone.
Absolutely. I really think it showcases the kind of art that's being made here in Baltimore for sure.
Now, you bought a ticket last year,
as did I.
So what did you end up with?
Oh, I ended up with a fantastic piece by Christine Neal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful watercolor piece. She actually shows at Goya Contemporary, so I was really psyched to get that.
Yeah, I ended up with a piece by M. Jordan Tierney, which I finally hung a couple of weeks ago, and I'm delighted with. And in fact, in my house, I have lots of Lotta art, and I couldn't be more pleased. Well, this is the 20th annual Lotta Art, which is going to be taking place on April the 21st. Now, you can preview the exhibition before, so you can have a little less panic in the particularly, because panic is part of the whole Lotta Art experience, isn't it?
Let's not say panic. Let's say anticipation.
Yes. Okay, fair enough.
No, absolutely. We have a preview event the Friday before, which is April the 13th, from 6 to 8. And folks can go and just check out the art before the crowds come, make their lists. I also make a list because I buy art tickets. And, you know, I make a list of like my top 20. Then, you know, when the event comes, you're prepared.
Well, you used to do this at School 33, and now you do it in the far more luxurious Locust Point, correct?
Well, happily, we outgrew School 33. You know, we've got a really beautiful space at School 33, you know, with the three galleries that we have there. But it's on two floors, and it just got too crazy, mm-hmm. I've heard. That was a little before my time. But now we're, generously, Silo Point donates the space to us, and this is the fourth year that we'll be there, and we couldn't be happier with the location.
Well, this is going to take place once again on April 21st at Silo Point. The preview is from April 13th and through that whole week, business hours 10 to 5. It's the 20th annual Lotta Art, and Rene Trevino is my guest. He's the exhibition coordinator who will put this whole thing together, which is really quite an achievement. The other thing that's beautiful about Lotta Art is when you walk in the door, there's a beautiful art exhibition, and when you walk out the door at 11 o'clock that night, there's nothing left. It's so fabulous.
Yeah, it completely transforms from the beginning to the end. It's a crazy whirlwind of an evening, but so fun. I think everyone that goes, whether you're an artist that's donating or whether you're one of the folks who's collecting a piece of art that evening, I think everyone has a good time.
Excellent. Number to call for more information?
443-263-4350.
And is there a website?
Absolutely. It's school33.org.
Can you also preview the art on the website?
Absolutely. That'll be available on that same day, April 13th.
Excellent. Rene Trevino, thanks so much for talking to
us. Absolutely. Thank you for having us. And thank you for agreeing to host the event this year.
I'm thrilled, and I'll see you there.